Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guys, how are you?
We're great. How about you, Richard?
I'm good, man.
What a cool tour you're on. Argentina, Chile, Brazil, and then Pennsylvania.
we played in Paraguay last night. So Paraguay to Pennsylvania in a matter of weeks.
Wow.
So a lot of people probably do not speak English, but it must be funny when you sing one of your songs that you hear them sing in English back to you.
It never gets old, no matter where I am, you know, that people know these songs and sing them back to me. But it is really funny when they sing them in, you know, sort of with a heavy accent, you know, whether it's a Sri Lankan accent or a Japanese accent, whatever. But it's awesome because it's like they've got it down, man. You know, their music and songs never need a passport, that's for sure.
That's very true. I'm going to shamelessly suck up right now and tell you that I absolutely love Another One Down.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's a great song, and it's been so long. I mean, I know you've been doing writing, and you've been winning Grammy Awards, yahoo. But in the meantime, I've been waiting for Richard Marx to come back on the radio, and I love the song.
Well, I mean, I really love this song as well. I don't release or record anything I don't personally really love, but this one's really extra special because I wrote this with one of my sons. I wrote this with my middle son, Lucas. Lucas has been writing these incredible pop songs the last couple of years, and producing and arranging, and the work he's been doing has just really been impressive to me. And so a couple of months ago, I said to him, you know, dude, what about your old man? How about like writing a song with me? So we got together at his apartment, and we knocked that song out in a matter of an hour. We wrote the song within an hour, and then it was like I blinked, and he was, you know, at the computer putting the track together. And the next thing I knew, I was standing in front of the microphone in his apartment, and he was saying, you know, try singing it like this, and then try this line here, and try this harmony here. And so he produced the track. We wrote the song together. I'm so proud of it, and I really, really love it so much. And the reaction has been amazing. It's been really cool. You know, to share that with one of my sons, it's just been such a blast.
You've always been in a musical family, of course. Do the other two boys, are they interested in music too, or is it just
No. All three of them are incredible singer-songwriter musicians, but they're all in different genres. My eldest son, Brandon, is an incredible singer-songwriter, but he's way more into hip-hop and electronic music, and Lucas is really the sort of pop R&B guy, and my baby boy, Jesse, who's 25, is also really gifted and killer songwriter and singer, but he's a hard rock guy. He's like really a shredding guitar player and has a band coming out with their first EP sometime, you know, in the next couple of months. So, yeah, they're all super talented.
Well, I tell you, Another One Down is just as pure as the first record you put out, and it's been, you know, 30 years that you've been putting out fantastic music like this. I think that it would be good if you would be one of the judges on The Voice, because not only can you sing well, the writing that you've done for everybody from, like, Josh Groban to Luther Vandross. Is that something you'd like?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's like, I'll entertain any reasonable offer, you know, and I think that, you know, there's probably a really good long line of people that would love to be a part of that show. I do think, you know, the shows, like, especially The Voice, as much as I haven't seen it in a long time, but as successful as it is and as many fans as it has, I think that show really is about the judges, and it's about the camaraderie and the charisma of the judges, because, you know, when you think of The Voice, you never think of the singers on The Voice. Mm. You think of Blake and, you know, and the judges that have been on that show. So,
well, who wouldn't want you as a mentor, though? You know, you're a triple threat.
Well, look, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have worked with some young artists either on their very first album, like in the case of Josh Groban, I wrote that song To Where You Are with my friend Linda Thompson, and I produced that song. So I worked with Josh on a song that became his first hit. And so seeing this 19-year-old, I think he was 19 or 20 when we did that record together, you know, experiencing that, working with NSYNC when they were really young guys.
Mm-hmm.
And working with really young artists is fun because they're fearless and they don't have this sense of, oh, I have to stick to this and I can't risk, you know, alienating my audience by trying that. And they'll do whatever. They'll try anything. And so, yeah, I love the idea of working with young artists and passing along any advice or help that I can be, you know, based upon what I've been doing for the last 100 years.
So I had read with Luther, you had asked to have him sing on one of your albums way back.
I had already become friends with him. You know, we actually met in the early 90s at the American Music Awards. We were both, I was up for best pop male, or favorite male pop singer, and Luther was up for favorite R&B male. And he won his award, and I did not win mine.
Oh.
But we met at that show backstage, and I was a huge fan of his. And he turned out to be he was really complimentary to me, and you know, told me he really liked what I did. And I said, oh man, you know, coming from you, that's high praise. And we exchanged phone numbers, and then we just started talking on the phone. And we were both touring a lot at the time, so we would call each other up and you know, have these really fun, you know, chats. And I got to kind of know him through being on the, you know, having these great phone conversations. And then, I don't know, 6 or 8 months later, we were both back in L.A. We ended up having dinner. I had him come over to my house, and he met my family. And he just became one of my closest friends. And so it was probably a year or so after that that I said, yeah, I'm making a new album. I'd love you to come and sing background vocals. So he came and sang on this hit that I had called Keep Coming Back, and he probably 3 or 4 of my records, and then he said, you know, I'd love you to write a song with me for my new record. And so then we ended up writing songs together as well, and ultimately we wrote Dance With My Father, which
beautiful
was,
song.
Sadly the last song he ever wrote, but oh my gosh, he was so proud of that song, and he did live to see him, you know, we won the Grammy for Song of the Year, which just as much as it meant to me, it meant that much more to him.
Well, your version of the song too, I mean, you go right to the heart just like that, and I don't think anybody can listen to that without getting choked up.
Well, it's a pretty special song. I definitely am aware of that, and I've had so many people, male and female, you know, make a point to say that song really touched them or helped them through a situation, you know, the loss of their father, or you know, it's a pretty emotional song, and it came from a really pure place. You know, Luther and I both had great relationships with our fathers.
We have the pleasure of speaking with Richard Marx, and I put up on our social media page that we would have a chance to chat with you. We have some questions from the listeners. Are you ready, Richard?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jordan says, which do you prefer? Do you like performing or writing better?
That's a really tough one, you know, because there's really no part of my job that I don't really love, and I couldn't really perform in my case. I never wanted to be somebody who was just a singer. I always wanted to be a songwriter before I wanted to do anything else. So I wouldn't be a performer, I don't think, if I wasn't a songwriter first. So I love performing because it's immediate reaction and it's fun and I get to travel all over the world. I mean, I you know, look at me. Man, I'm talking to you right now from Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that's cool.
Crazy.
Yes.
But writing songs and making records in the studio, making songs come to life for the first time, and not the 100th time, is the most amazing job to have.
Absolutely. Mike wants to know if you still jam with Jason Walton, John Walmsley.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't seen John in a long time. But, you know, he was part of my first touring band. And John Walmsley was an incredible guitar player.
Huh.
And really good singer. And I met him through a mutual friend, and he wanted to go on the tour with a rock band, and I needed a guitar player. And John, I would introduce him at these shows, and people would just sort of stare at him because this is in the, you know, late 80s, and the Waltons, you know, was such a massive TV show in the 70s. So it hadn't been that long. People still knew exactly who he was, and he's a great musician to this day.
Well, Mary says she follows you on Twitter. She wants to know if you've become friends with any of the famous people that actually follow you on Twitter.
Yeah. You know, that's a pretty amazing thing about social media, and especially Twitter, is that the interaction between people either in the same industry or different industries. Not only have I become friends with a few people like Matt Nathanson, the singer-songwriter, who's, you know, become a really great friend of mine, and I really sort of became friends with him through Twitter. I recently became friends with an actor named Titus Welliver, who's the star of a show that I love called Bosch.
Yes.
I love that show.
Me too.
I was tweeting about Bosch, and he saw it, and he said, "Oh, man, I'm such a fan of yours, too." And the next thing we knew, we were having lunch together in L.A., you know. And
awesome.
But it's really amazing for that. And plus, I got to say, it's because of Twitter that I met my wife, Daisy.
Oh!
We interacted on Twitter, you know, 7 years ago, and it led to us getting married.
I'm going to have to cross off a question, though, because that was one of my questions for you. I was going to say, did your singing win her over? Did you sing a song, but it was Twitter?
It was my tweets.
Ah, that's funny.
It was my tweets and my songs.
All right, I got three more quick ones for you. Matt Scannell says hello. Julie wants to know if there are any tickets still available when you're in concert in Texas. And Peter asked if you remember every moment of those endless summer nights.
Okay, let's see. Bang, bang, bang. So number one, it's Matt Scannell.
Yep.
It's not Scannell. He gets it all the time. It's Matt Scannell from the band Vertical Horizon, and Matt Scannell is my best friend in the world.
Wow.
So he's the greatest. Number two, I don't keep up with ticket counts. I hope that sold out already.
We're hopeful, Julie. We're hopeful.
I hope she cannot get tickets, but if she can, I'm thrilled that she would come to the show.
Awesome.
And three, I don't even really know. I mean, let's put it this way. I'll be right here waiting to answer those kind of questions all the rest of my life.
That's awesome. Now, I have a history question to ask you. You were in studio with us back in 1997 here in Hartford, Connecticut. You were raising money for VH1 Save the Music, and we loved having you in studio with us. In fact, I still have your signature on our Wall of Fame in the studio. And at that time, we had a part-time employee that drove you to Bradley International Airport after the show in his rather beat-up Mazda sedan. And he wants to know if you remember the ride to the airport in the Mazda.
Well, there have been a couple of times when it wasn't exactly door-to-door limo service.
Yeah, yep.
So, but I'm sure we had a lovely conversation, and I'm sure he was super cool. And, you know, as long as he got me there in one piece, who cares, right?
There you go.
So Richard Marx has a couple of local shows in the near future. On October 18th, he'll be at St. George Theater in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And on October 20th, Chevalier Theater, that's right outside of Boston. So it's worth your while to take a ride out and see him do a show and some of his new songs from his new album.
And as a matter of fact, Richard has been generous enough to give us some pairs of tickets to that show in Medford, Massachusetts on October 20th, and we have those as an auction item for today for our breast cancer charities at Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital. 100% of the money will go to them. We have this gorgeous Mercedes-Benz limo SUV that will take you from our station in Farmington to his show with Rick Springfield, by the way, and
Whoa.
It goes to the high bidders and 100% to breast cancer programs. So thank you, Richard.
It's my pleasure. But, you know, you add Rick Springfield to the mix, and you get a limo instead of a Mazda.
That's funny. Well, we really appreciate the time.
I think that's going to be a great show, and I'm really happy to be a part of your event. You know, you guys are doing a really great thing. Breast cancer is just a horrific disease that I think we will hopefully see the cure for in our lifetime. And it's touched people that I love, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm proud of you guys for doing such a great thing.
Well, we're proud of you. You've done so many things for so many organizations like Special Olympics,
Cystic Fibrosis.
Yeah, Toys for Tots. You've been helping, like VH1. That's how we met in 1997, so you're awesome, and we really appreciate the time and wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.